Hachette Audio presents The Destiny of Violet and Luke, written by Jessica Sorensen, read by Holly B. Goh and Douglas Berger. For everyone who marches to the beat of their own drum. Prologue. Luke, 8 years old. I hate running, but it always seems like I'm doing it. Always running everywhere, always trying to hide. I hide just as much as I run, but if I don't, then bad things will happen, like getting found, or getting forced to do things that make me sick to my stomach, getting forced to help her. Come out, wherever you are, my mom sings songs as I run out the front door of my house. Her voice is slurred, which means she's been taking her medication again. She takes her medication a lot, and it doesn't make any sense to me. I have to take medication sometimes too, but because I get sick. Whenever she takes it, it seems to make her sicker. She used to not be like this. Well, not as bad anyway. About a year ago, when my dad was still around, she would act normal and not take medication. Now though, she does it a lot, and I think she might be going crazy. At least, she seems that way compared to everyone else's moms. I see them picking up my friends from school, and they always look happy and put together. My friends are always glad to see them, and they don't run and hide from them like I do all the time. I race around to the back of the house, running away from the sound of her voice as she chases after me, looking for me. She's always looking for me, and I hate when she does. Hate her sometimes for always making me run and hide, and for finding me. I usually hide underneath the bed, or in the closet, or somewhere else in the house, but she's been finding me quicker lately, so today, I decided to hide outside. As I make it to the back porch stairs, I slam to a stop, panting to catch my breath. There's just enough room for me to duck down below the decaying boards and hide underneath. I pull my legs up against me and lower my head onto my knees. The sunlight sparkles through the cracks in the wood and down on me. I'm nervous, because if the sun can see me, then maybe she might see me too. I scoot back, closer to the bottom step and out of the sunlight, and then I hold my breath as I hear the screen door hinges creak. Luke, my mom says from up on the top step. She shuffles across the wood in her slippers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?